Politically Incorrect. Heard here. Talk Radio 570 KVI.
And even more to the point, just correct. Heard here. Correct. Right. Accurate. Heard here. John Carlson at 22 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning. Every person out there who has a clear political point of view usually has a moment when it all came into clear focus.
I like to call that the aha moment.
The aha moment, as Brittany put, where you say, you know what? I now know that I am a conservative, that I am a libertarian, that I am, you know, a liberal, whatever. And for me, the aha moment came in high school. I was senior at West Seattle High back in the, I think, 1977, 76, 77. And we had at West Seattle High a boys club and a girls club. And the boys club went out of business because no one ever went to meetings or did anything. So it just kind of guttered out. The girls club, on the other hand, was thriving. And it was popular. It was a popular place for a lot of girls to join, and they also did a lot of public service work in the community, you know, senior citizens and the like. So you had a really good organization and a defunct organization. So I was talking to one of my classmates about this, and I said, I just see that you guys are changing your name. Well, why are you changing your name from Girls Club to EDACO? And she said, yeah, we had to change it. And I said, why did you have to change it? They said, they said we were being discriminatory. And I said, what? So I looked into it. And under Title IX, this is the same Title IX that guarantees girls more opportunities in sports as guys. They had expanded it back in Washington, D.C., under what was then the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare. Now it's Health and Human Services. They expanded it to apply to extracurricular activities of all kinds. And so because there was a girls club but not a boys club, they had to open up their doors to boys and adopt a gender-neutral name. And I said, this is ridiculous. This is dumb. I said, you know, if girls want a club that they can call their own, nothing wrong with that. Guys have a club they can call their own, too. Just as, you know, there is a club for minority students and a club for guys who are into computers and, you know, various sports activities for people who are into various sports. And so I ended up, you know, going to the faculty advisor. And he said, yeah, I'm not happy about it. There's nothing I can really do about it, though. I said, really? He said, yeah, we received the order from school district headquarters. So now I happen to be on the staff of the West Seattle Chinook, the school newspaper. I decided to take my case downtown. So I said, well, where did you get this order? And I followed it up and talked to the bureaucrat at Seattle School District headquarters, forgot the name all these years later, and was told, well, yes, it wasn't our idea. I said, okay, whose idea was it? And he said, well, this is a federal rule. This came down from Washington, D.C. All school clubs and organizations have to be open to members of the opposite sex, particularly if they don't have accommodations for the other gender. And that applies to groups like the Girls Club at your high school. And so I said, wait, but in Washington, D.C., they don't even know there's a West Seattle High School, let alone they don't know what the Girls Club does. And I got lots of sympathy, no real pushback from anyone who thought that I was wrong or inaccurate or anything. It was just, well, yeah, but that's just what Washington, D.C. told us. So I wrote it up for the West Seattle Chinook, and I ended up winning an award from, of all people, the Washington Women Press Association. And that's when I realized I was a conservative, that I thought it was ridiculous that an impersonal federal entity was telling us at West Seattle High School what clubs and organizations we could have and what we couldn't have. That they would order changes that would clearly not help the organization. If anything, it would blur what it stood for. And that, this was the depressing part, that everybody who knew that it was a wrong decision just rolled over. From the faculty advisor at West Seattle High to the Seattle School District. Now, maybe, in retrospect, maybe they really did sympathize with the government rather than the girls' club, and they just said, well, yeah, but don't put it on me. You know, I'm just passing it along. But that's when I realized I was a political conservative. That it's ridiculous to have these kinds of decisions being made by a distant authority that is so far away from the people that it's ordering around. And that you can trust people, the teachers and the staff at West Seattle High School, to have clubs and organizations that are not unfair, not discriminatory, and are not harmful. And that if for some reason they don't do their job, you can count on the local school district. So that is when I realized, you know, that was my moment, you know, when I said, more government is not better government, especially if it's outside government from Washington, D.C. And I've been moving in that direction ever since. Daryl, Eatonville, good to have you on KVI with John Carlson.
Hey, John, I was going to ask you, on these car tabs, you said that the city may have $140, and then the state, does that mean that the county could do it also? And does this apply to campers, boats, fifth wheels, horse trailers?
Everything that you pay car tabs on now, this applies to, which does include, you know, boat trailers and little scooters and the like. What it would do is the bill would impose $140 license tab fees in addition to the gas tax increase, but it would also authorize counties to also impose $140 license tab fees. In this case, it would be King County Metro Transit or Community Transit in Snohomish County. So, you know, keep in mind, that's what's coming around the corner. They not only raise taxes, but they authorize local government to raise taxes as well. The citizens have their say at the ballot box.